Peah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So the Rambam says, why do we start with Peah before all the other inyanim of Zerayim and other Masechtos of Zerayim? So he says, because the Peah deals with the grains that are still standing. The other Masechtos of Zerayim is after it's already cut. Then we have all the other Masechtos of Zerayim that deal with that. But the Yain or Keach S, but what about Kilayim? That comes first, because that happens when you plant. So planting happens before the grains are even standing. So he answers very beautifully that this Masechta of Peah comes right after Brachos, because Brachos deals with what we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning when we recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all Brachos, and that's Tenu Oiz L'Elokim, and we're giving to Him, and also by Kriyashma, by Tefillah, everything is about what we give and our Avodas Hashem, what we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we go to the Masechta where we give to another Jew. So here, you're going to start with Peah because Kilayim has nothing to do with giving to another Jew. I'm not allowed to plant Kilayim, that's an Isser. But the first Masechta that's going to deal with a mitzvah of taking care of another Jew, that's going to be Peah, because Peah, like the Rambam says, that's going to deal with the first thing in time that happens, which is the stalks and the grains that are still standing. So we start with that. So the Mishnah begins, Ein pachasin l'peah mishishim. We do not give less than 1/60th of our fields to Peah, of the crops to Peah. V'afal pisha amru ein l'peah shir. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah that midiraisa Peah has no shir, midrabanan they said you should not give any less than 1/60th of your crops. Hakol l'fi godol hasada. Everything is according to how big the field is. Ulfi rov hanim, how many anim are there? Ulfi rov hanava, and how much either anava you have or how much the field gives. We'll see what that means soon. So the first thing to understand is, we're just going to say the way the Rav explains. So when a person gives Peah, he gives it according to the size of his field and the amount of the anim. So that just means that if a person has a very large field and there's not a lot of anim, so 1/60 of that actually may be even greater than what the anim need. Still, Chazal said that one should give 1/60th. The Rav even uses a lashon here that in such a situation, when it's a big field and not a lot of anim, and 1/60th will be a lot, he says you shouldn't, you know, the amount that you're going to give extra above the 1/60th is going to be in accordance and with the proportion of the amount of anim in that case, which would obviously be almost nothing because you're already giving more than enough to feed them. And Taisus Yantif asks, like, in that case, unlike the Gross says, you wouldn't give any more, you would just give 1/60th. And we're going to get, we have a little mahalach, why the Rav said such a lashon. And obviously in the opposite case, where a person has a tiny field and there's a lot of anim there, 1/60th isn't enough. Therefore, you have to give more than 1/60th because it goes according to the field and the anim. And the Mishnah also says, ulufi rov ha'anava. There's a few shitas. So we have, first, we're going to bring what the Rambam says, that it goes in proportion to the hatzlocha that the field has. That's how much you give to the aniyim for Peah. Or it's the same thing, the same idea that anava is like the lashon, if you take the vase and you turn it into a baze, like the Aruch says, and it's a lashon of like aniva, like a knot, a bundle, which means the size of the crop. The Rav brings this shita down too, that one, if there's certain parts of the field that have a lot, that the grains are huge, and then the certain part where they're all withered and tiny, the peah that he has to give, he has to not just give from the poor area of the field, rather the 1/60th that he has to give, he should leave over, that 1/60th should include both parts, both the good part and also the bad part of the field. And there's another shita of what ulefi rov hanava means. So the Rav brings down a pasuk in Tehillim where it says, va'anvascha tarbeini, what David HaMelech said, your humility increased me, when he was giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that through Hashem's humility, he was able to be matzliach. So bepashtus, it just means, like here, that there's lufi godol asad, lufi roiv ha'aniyim, and also because when you add to that as well, not just the size of the field, the amount of the aniyim, and you always have to make a cheshbon, but it also has to be according to also the person's good heart and his good nature, how much of an anav he is, and he's willing to give to others and minimize himself.